TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast.
This week we talk about a world of disappearing mysteries, the iPhone 6, and we review some movies like Into the Woods and Batman and Robin. And when you hear this sound,
a heartwarming affirmation of the can-do American spirit inside us all.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Uh-oh. Did I just erase my fucking top 10 list? No, I didn't. Okay, I mean top 5 list? I didn't. It's there.
Oh, shit.
Did you fail again?
Yes!
What the fuck, man? Welcome to TanCast.
Maybe we should remind him during the week.
Maybe we should fucking get somebody new to be on this fucking podcast.
Maybe.
You know, I was thinking, Tim, when it was just me and you, buddy, the magic was flowing.
Tip to tip, back and forth forever.
We came up with a whole bit about the pictures. It was so good.
That was funny.
What we're really trying to say is, I miss Noah. That made me laugh.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah in TanCast. We gotta come up with a new name for this podcast.
Just find a guy named Oscar, make it non-cast.
We will not have a vowel anymore.
NT. No? Windorks NT?
No.
No one fucking asked you, dipshit. You're not going to be on the podcast. That's the kind of shit that's bringing us down. Naysaying.
I like what you're going with, Tim. Let's spitball some other ideas.
See? That's how you reject somebody. Trust me. I've seen a lot of rejection.
Good. Now, how about another idea that is completely different from that first idea?
Right. Okay. Well, now we're getting started. Okay. Now, let's take everything you just said and flip it around. Huh? Are you saying you want to do the opposite of what I just said? I like your idea. Let's try that. That was your idea. Okay. We can share the credit. God damn it. What are you doing? We have fun.
Well, you two have fun. I sit here and participate.
Basically, like, we're playing catch, but we're just bouncing the ball off Andy's head.
I want to touch the ball. There, you're touching it. It touched you briefly.
Stay in that corner.
I don't like the corner. It smells like sadness in this corner.
And pee. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Peeing on the sadness.
I had to go. You guys wouldn't let me. I threw the ball at my head some more.
Sounds like old socks and tears. Is that what you said?
Yep. Classic.
Oh, goodness.
Shall we do some 10 laughs?
Yes, we shall.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Vulgar, docile, make you laugh for a while, picking you up when you are in a rut. Here come some tan laughs that make me want to ask, can Superman put it in Noah's butt? Tan laugh time, laughing in public ain't a crime. Sit back, relax, and unwind, cause it is tan laugh time.
Why the fuck not?
I can't think of a reason why the fuck not.
I can think of many, but let's do it anyways.
Hey. HR breaking stuff. You all right over there?
I'm good. Don't you worry about it. Oogly. Boogly.
Okay.
All right. Shall I go first?
Sure.
I may be the only one prepared.
I was about to say that I was... That's why I said okay, because I was about to read some, but you may go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, here I go.
Go for it.
This one comes to us courtesy of my wife.
My wife?
What are pirates' favorite Star Wars
that.
Character?
We're done with 10 laughs. Sorry, you have to start over again.
Okay. What are pirates' favorite Star Wars character?
R2-D2?
Yes, that is.
There we go.
But she said also acceptable is Jar Jar.
Make him walk the plank.
Or the C-3PO.
Yeah, that's also, I think, acceptable. I'll pass it by her.
Darth Vader.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Luke Skywalker.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Jabba the Hutt. Arr.
Lando Calrissian. Arr.
You know what? I think he secretly is a pirate. Because later he's going to plunder that booty.
Oh, yeah.
It's my duty to please that booty.
Oh, Shaft.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
Then we can dig it.
Dig it. All right. Was there more?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. Good job, wife.
I'll let her know you said so.
I was talking to my wife about something. I was attempting to be sincere, and I was like, I'm grateful every day that you're my wife. But I could not stop myself from going, my wife, right after I said it. She's like, way to ruin it.
I think, Tim, that makes it better.
I think so, too. That way, you get a little sincerity and a little chuckle. No? All right. These jokes are from Jonathan.
My Jonathan.
I don't know if we've read these before, now that I look at them. I don't think so. We might have, though. Do you know what the true reason for all these blonde jokes?
I do not.
Brunettes and redheads think they look smart making them up.
Zing!
What do you call a brunette between two blondes?
Artificial intelligence.
Lucky, she's finally getting some attention.
Oh.
What's black and blue and lying in a ditch?
The last redhead to make a blonde joke?
Close enough. A redhead who has told too many dumb blonde jokes. What does a redhead miss the most at a party?
I don't know.
The invitation.
Oh. I once had red hair.
Why are there so many blonde jokes? It's kind of the same setup as the first joke, but it has a different answer.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because blondes are out with all the men, the brunettes and redheads have nothing better to do on Friday and Saturday nights.
Lots of free time.
I would say I'm partial to redheads over blondes. You know, just bring some facts. Real talk.
Real talk.
It was like Counterpoint, Karen Gillian.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Checkmate, atheists.
What? Atheists?
Yeah. You're telling me you're going to believe in a world of just pure probability and chance, and Karen Gillian just happens to pop up during our lifetimes? Nope, there's a God.
I made this argument to you once before, and you called it balderdash.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay. It wasn't Karen Gillian. It wasn't... whatever.
Was it Scarlett Johansson's butt?
It might have... No. It was some random hot cosplayer.
I don't think I know who Karen Gillian is.
In Guardians of the Galaxy, she was the blue chick.
Mm-hmm.
And in Doctor Who, which you don't watch, she was the 10th Doctor... No, the 11th Doctor's most time companion.
Oh, yes. I did look her up. Because, like, people are like, oh, my God, she shaved her head. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, well, who is this woman that shaved her head?
She does a really convincing American accent.
Although, Selfie is already done, right? That got canceled?
Yeah, I think so.
Should have called it Smelfie. Should have been all about taking shots of yourself on the potty.
What the fuck, by the way, is it with ABC and horrible show names?
It's what they do.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure they're the ones that insisted on Cougar Town, which just doomed that show.
I thought it did okay for a while.
It sort of, like, crept along being threatened to be canceled, like, every single season, and then they actually canceled it, and TBS picked it up.
TBS, we'll take the network's old shit. You fired a talk show host, you canceled a show, we'll take it.
Yep.
TBS, good enough for us.
TBS, how much you want for that?
TBS, are you going to finish that?
Oh, so much better than my garage sale metaphor. Well done, sir.
Oh, sorry. We've totally sidetracked from Noah's 10 laughs.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I just saw like a trailer yesterday, and like it was like jam-packed with cliches. Like every romance cliche you could probably think of, like, was in this movie. Or not even the movie, the trailer. Just the trailer for the movie.
Was it the J-Lo, how J-Lo got her groove back trailer?
No. Are you being funny or are you being
no,
serious?
No, like, she's actually in some sort of movie that's coming up that's like her and a much younger man.
No. It was like a city girl dating a cowboy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Like, it was just amazing. It was just like... And I leaned to...
We come from different worlds. We sure do, honey.
Exactly. Oh, it was even so much more than that. there's gonna be a tragedy. You got to stop doing this. I can't stay with you if you're like this. You know.
And then at the end, it's going to turn out that Colby Smulders was his dead wife the whole time.
I wish I could remember the name of the movie. I think it was something about like Long Ride or something. I'll try to remember it.
Anyway, a long ride.
I do have some laughs. Tan laugh. One from Tyler.
Do it.
He says, "Yo ho ho, Noah, it's the Foxy Pirate." Nah, it's just Tyler. Tankcast.
I feel like that would be the shortest Scooby-Doo episode ever. I wonder who the Foxy Pirate is. Hey, it's just Tyler. It's me. It's Tyler.
I just mess with you guys.
I guess I wouldn't have gotten away with it because I just outed myself.
Yeah.
Carry on, meddling kids.
Tancast number one FNAF fan, which is Friday Night at Freddy's, if people don't remember.
Oh, I knew.
with another FNAF related Yo Mama joke. And I'm going to say you're probably not going to laugh. I'm just putting it out there. Your mama is so poor. She worked for Freddy Fabier's Pizza twice. Oh, Scott Cawthon has confirmed. Oh. Okay, so that was a joke.
Twice. Your mama.
And then it says, oh, Scott Cawthon has confirmed FNAF 3.
The makers of FNAF. It's
the more
it
gets talked about, the more I'm like, I should just try this game.
Yep.
Now, do you have to pay for this game? Or is it like is it supported by ad revenue or...
I don't. So, Andy, was it originally an iPhone game or was it a computer game that was
ported over?
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you had looked information up.
Yeah.
Piece of feces.
The only thing I remember is that the creepy ass bear.
Right.
After that, if I think too hard about it, I get like a nosebleed and black out for a little while.
All right.
All right. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's, and the game is out there.
Looks like it was on Windows first, and then 2-3 weeks later it came out on Android, and then like 2 weeks after that it was out on iOS, and then like 3 months after that it came out on Windows Phone. So Windows first.
So Tyler, tell us where you're playing it.
Where? Are you playing it in your home? Are you playing it on the go? Are you playing it in a bunker?
I'm going to guess, let's see, it was released first on, I never know how to pronounce it, but Desura, D-E-S-U-R-A.
Okay.
Then it was released on Steam.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess probably bought it through one of those two services.
I like it.
Probably Steam.
Probably.
Wow, am I? No. Oh, wow. Okay, so Five Nights at Freddy's was released on August 8th of 2014, and Five Nights at Freddy's 2 was released on November 11th, 2014. That's like Sony-level sequel planning.
They're like, people are going to love this.
We're going to make two of these.
All right. How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Oh, that's the longest ride. That's what it was called.
That was the longest wait, Noah. Thanks.
It was bugging me. I wanted to remember. So yeah, go watch the trailer.
A heartwarming affirmation of the can-do American spirit inside us all.
Nope. You know, watch the trailer.
Uh-uh.
Watch it.
Nope.
Wait, I think it's got Clint Eastwood's son. Is that Scott Eastwood?
Is that his son, or are you saying I should look at the trailer
No. Yeah, I'm just saying you should look at the trailer and let me know.
No.
Damn it. I can't believe that Clint Eastwood did not name his son Weston.
Weston Eastwood?
Yep.
Stop it.
A star-crossed love affair between Luke, a former champion bull rider looking to make a comeback, and Sophia, a college student who's about to embark on a dream job in New York's art world. As conflicting paths and ideas test the relationship, Sophia and Luke make an unexpected and fateful connection with Ira, whose memories of his own decades-long romance with his loved wife deeply inspire the young couple.
Oh, Lord, it has an old mentor?
Oh, yeah, paid by Alan Alda.
Huh.
Ooh, this sounds like the best movie ever. I smell box office gold.
Oh, there was one part where...
it's better.
You're definitely smelling something yellow, Tim, but it's not gold.
There's definitely at one point where someone's talking to the cowboy and it's like, oh, you say that about all the women. And then before he says anything, I'm like, but she's different. and then he says some other line, and then he said something like, but she's different. Just like, oh my God.
Oh, they didn't even have to turn past page 3 of the movie cliche book.
That was just really first on, and then towards the end, it just started really hitting you like, boom, cliche, boom, cliche, boom, cliche.
Didn't Siskel and Ebert make like a big book of movie cliches?
There's a website, isn't that Movie Tropes?
TV Tropes.
A heartwarming affirmation of the can-do American spirit inside us all.
TV Tropes. I think there's Movie Tropes.
Could isn't be. There? Well, there's Movie Tropes in TV Tropes.
There are.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Is there a whole separate site for Movie Tropes?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's what I was just thinking of.
Well, stop thinking.
I'm sorry. Tim, will you ever forgive me?
It's not looking good.
Fuck. What are you laughing about?
Yeah, fuck.
It just made you so sad.
What's this piece of shit trailer called for again? What did you say?
Oh, The Longest Ride.
Because I looked that up on a different site and I got a whole different thing. It was filled with different kind of cliches.
Porn cliches?
Those are the ones.
All right.
Started off with a BJ.
Shitty funk starts playing.
She got on top, then to the side, then from behind, then he finished on her face. You know, the cliches.
Yeah.
You know what's terrible? Like
genocide?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking terrible. Yeah. When it's like...
clitorectomies?
It's someone's porn, and they just decide to put the shittiest music over. I'm like, why would you just not let like the natural sounds take place? Like, why do you need the shitty ass music?
They put the music on there because there's like some greasy director shouting instructions at them.
And so when the sound drops out, all of a sudden you want it to be covered by that music.
Yep.
Although you're right, mbop is a terrible choice.
The internet has really spoiled me. I can't get off unless the porno is set to sea shanties from the early 1800s.
It's like, it's just so crazy how easy it is to get porn now. Like, it's just, like, I was even trying to get porn, and now there's some porn on my screen. I mistyped this website. Now it's porn. Like, you had to, like, go and, like, you know, hopefully, like, maybe the guy didn't card you, or, maybe someone had like a Playboy, or sometime you look at your mother's Shape magazine, which they weren't naked, but they were wearing bikinis, which was kind of close at the time.
Yep, Victoria's Secret catalog, Sears catalog if you were hard up, searching hollow logs in the forest to see if somebody had stashed some.
So, I don't know if I ever told you this, but there used to be a magazine recycling bin. There may still be. I don't know. I think they either moved it or locked it down in Palo Alto. And for some reason, like, I guess Palo Alto was so fucking green, like, they would recycle porn magazines. Like, and there was a lot of them. Like, I'm like, and like, you know, at the time, you know, I wasn't 18, so my friend showed it to me. I was like, I hit the fucking mother load.
And you blew the mother load.
I don't think I ever told you guys this, but like, so I guess Playboy used to come out with like some special issues that are focused on one theme, like swimsuits or redheads. And so someone threw away a lot of those, so I took them and I was going to try to sell them. And then my mom somehow found them.
Dude. And she said, I get 15%.
No, she's like, what are you going to do with these? I was like, I was going to try to sell them.
I don't think I touched myself. What a stupid question is that?
I don't think I got in real trouble for it. I remember.
Read the articles.
Yeah,
those special ones had no articles. It was just back to back pictures.
And sometimes they were back to back. Tim's joke was better than mine.
Can't win them all, Andy.
So I love that Palo Alto is trying to be green, but really they were being white. That's sort of
that's why I first saw my first chick with dicks. Like, I saw, it might have been fake, but I saw a girl with a penis and a vagina. Like, I saw
those exist,
so
but they're like black swans.
So, changing topics again. I was listening to a podcast talking about the Bermuda Triangle.
And I've now lost my boner. Please continue.
And in the Bermuda Triangle,
please continue.
There is two people having sex. No.
That's a different kind of triangle there.
It was
the devil's triangle.
But so basically they're explaining like how Bermuda Triangle didn't, there's nothing really that weird about it, you know, look at it from science perspective. And I was wondering, how do you guys feel that because we have the internet and we can learn so much, it's kind of ruined some of the magic of the world? Like, even though I know it's not true, it was still like exciting to like think about, like, oh, maybe like there's something is with the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, and people still do it, but you know, at least for me, like, I don't believe that stuff anymore. Like, you think it's good, you think it's bad. Like,
I look at it as like a lot of that shit was like, well, a lot of shit overall is fear based. You know, like, oh, don't touch yourself or you're gonna make baby Jesus cry. Like, a lot of you know, mythology is controlling people's actions via fear.
Right.
So like, some people like legitimately would freak out about like going through the Bermuda Triangle, thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to be sucked into some nether realm by UFOs or Atlantis or whatever the fuck their own personal theory of it was. So, you know, anything that is like, no, hey, let's really take a look at this thing. People have made claims, so let's see if they stand up. Oh, they don't stand up at all. Mathematically, it's just there's a heavy shipping lane and there's about a completely average or maybe even slightly below average level of loss of planes and ships and whatnot compared to the actual amount that safely transited and compared to the whole rest of the world. There's nothing special about this particular area. It reduces fear. It frees you from the fear. Like, there is nothing weird about this. It is a totally normal section of ocean. It is not any more or less scary than any of the rest of the ocean. So go enjoy, you know, some beautiful blue waters near Bermuda. Nothing freaky is going to happen to you. No anal probes, unless you pay extra.
I hear what Andy's saying, and I agree, but for different reasons. Like, yes, it does ruin the magic of a lot of stuff just to be able to look it up and go, oh, that's not true. Like, you know, someone posts something on Snopes, oh my gosh, you believe this happened? And I mean, someone posts something on Facebook, and someone immediately like, no, look it up on Snopes, that's not what happened. Yes, that takes some magic out of stuff, but it's a small price to pay for that easy access to porn we were talking about earlier.
I think it's better to have information than disinformation, but I also kind of miss like that feeling of like when you would watch some special about some mystery or an alien abduction, and like it was exciting, right? Like, you like, oh, maybe this did happen.
Well, how much of that is a function of just being older and being like, man, that's some old bullshit?
Yeah, it could be. I think the sad thing is there are plenty of people
our age and older who cling on to some really crazy, like, old wives' tales beliefs. So I don't know that it's necessarily a function of getting older, because, yeah.
Well, this is true. Like, did I tell you when I volunteered at the homeless shelter, and, like, some lady was upset because, like, some guy washed her clothes with their dirty clothes, and she threw or gave them away? And I'm like, you fucking washed them. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you think happened? Yeah. They got clean together. Like, I don't know. Like,
but it's a different type of dirt. He brought his dirt into my dirt. And what if, you know, the soap only kills 99.999% of germs? It's still thousands of his germs now invading my body. did you touch that handrail when you were walking up the stairs? Yeah, congratulations. Way worse.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I've done some illogical shit.
That's true. I mean, there's some stuff that's just like, that seems... That seems gross. I'm sure it's fine. That seems really gross.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was talking about this with someone else, how it would be. I've told Tim this before. I mentioned it'd be funny to go to a fancy restaurant and like basically Baby Bird, like have one person chew up the food, and she's like, they're like, that's so gross. And I'm just like, yeah, but I mean, think about like how much you often share spit with somebody, and she's like, yeah, but like now it's masticated. I'm like, yeah, but it's, I mean, it's not that bad. I think it's more it's like just the idea of it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's like how Stephanie used to get so grossed out when I would take a drink of my Coke. Let the Coke dribble back into my glass and then drink the Coke again. Like, that's disgusting. I'm like, how? It's all the same spit that's already in my mouth.
It is kind of gross because, well, no, it's gone from saliva in your mouth to spit outside.
All right. It's still all the same. It doesn't chemically change into anything else. When it hits
true.
The oxygen, it didn't all of a sudden turn into, like, you know, butt acid or something.
Well, it did come in contact with, like, you know, new germs on the outside of your body. But it's also kind of the same thing of, like if I were to vomit and then immediately re-eat it. Like, if I were to vomit into a clean bowl and then slurp it right back down, that would seem gross because it's gone from being chyme in my stomach to vomit in my bowl.
The problem is that all didn't come in the same way. Some of that was in your stomach and generated down there, like the bile and the stomach acid and shit, and that's not shit you want to taste again.
That's true.
So that's why that's grosser than spit, which is in your mouth.
This is true. It's sort of like if my wife were to offer me, if she were to be chewing gum and then offer me the gum straight out of her mouth, I would probably be okay with chewing that gum, but other people would probably find that really, really gross. Those other people are probably not thinking of the fact that we've been married for many, many years, and I wonder what other parts of her body my tongue may have come in contact with.
Her asshole.
Perhaps.
Wow.
Her purple cool.
I was not expecting confirmation on that.
You didn't get any confirmation. I said perhaps.
Oh, I did.
Was it the no hesitation? Yeah.
You know the opposite of confirmation would have been? Shut the fuck up, Tim.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps. I'll never say. Sorry, that's funny to me.
Why do I sound like this guy?
That's hiding a secret, guy.
That's tongue in a butthole, guys. That's what that is.
Actually, he sounds a little bit more like this. I'll never say.
Excuse me, is this your corn?
Oh, no. Not today.
It tastes sweet and delicious. Where did you buy it?
Oh.
That's all I got.
speaking of recycling.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. No, we're talking about Palo Alto recycling porn, and now we're talking about recycling food.
I love you, Andy.
I know you do.
I want to see you. Taken 3, by the way. Just run out
I
there,
do
too.
And I don't.
I want to see Taken 3, and I want to spend exactly $0 doing so.
I still have to see Taken 2. I don't want to be lost.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to do that, too.
And there's also a time travel movie with Ethan Hawke that I want to see.
Welcome to movies that Noah wants to see. He's just gonna talk about them at random. Not gonna go into detail, just throw out some names, and then we're gonna move on.
That was a good song, man.
It's based on a short story. Did we talk about this on Tancast?
It's called Predestination, Tim.
Yeah, it's based on a short story called All You Zombies. Which means I already know all the twists.
Whew!
But it's an excellent story, and I've heard good things about the film. I've also heard that the film is actually like fairly true to the short story, at least overall. Which means pick one or the other, All You Zombies, or depending on how the ratings come out, Predestination. But be prepared for that one to spoil all the other one for you.
Sorry, say that again?
Yeah, okay, so good. I'm like, what?
Pick your delivery method, because once you do one, apparently, like, you will have done both.
Of what?
Oh, the book?
The short story. Like, apparently the movie just, like, it expands out the short story, but, like, all of the major plot points, which means all of the, you know, twists and turns are...
Oh, well, I mean, can you say that most of the time? I mean, I guess maybe not if you watch the movie first. But, yeah.
It's a short story. It's, like, 5-10 pages tops.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
There was no danger of that.
In visual form. Because that's what I like to do.
The
visual form.
In visual form. I thought you said original form, and then I heard my brain rebound off the inside of my skull.
Get that rebound. Get that rebound. After that.
Andy, good hustle. Good hustle.
Thank you. Thank you. I was sort of the shitty white
Way
Dennis Rodman. When we were stuck playing basketball in PE in high school, I was the shitty white Dennis Rodman because I would rebound for days, but could I actually put it through the hoop? No. I'd be like, oh, right off the backboard. Oh, Andy's got it again. Maybe pass it to someone else? No. You're just going to throw it right back up there again. Oh, look, it missed again. A fucking again. Oh, but Andy got the rebound. Maybe someone else's? Nope, he's just going to go ahead and go again.
At least you were the shitty Dennis Rodman. I was just the shitty guy.
Oh, okay. You weren't like shitty Scottie Pippen?
Nope. Oh. Scottie Pippen put points on the board.
Oh, were you shitty Spud Webb?
Nope.
Like, look at him, he's so tiny, it's novel.
Spud Webb did successful passes and shit.
This is true. Actually, Spud Webb could dunk. That scares me.
I couldn't dunk. I wasn't great at passing. Dribbling was a challenge. Unless you count on my shoes on the way to the back of the locker room.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Tim, stop drooling on the ball or just like smack it against the ground.
When do we get to read comics again?
We had fun playing badminton, though. No, wait, was it badminton that you and I were on the same team, or was it tennis?
Probably both.
No, one time I think I was on a team with Andy Torrey, and it was up against you, and like that was my first like, huh, this short little dude's awfully funny. I should be friends with him. I think that was tennis, and I think then you and I were on the same team in badminton.
I kept lunging the fucking tennis balls over the...
Oh, yes, you did.
It's like, whatever team played me always won, but they didn't particularly like it.
I did. I was laughing my ass off.
It's like, all right.
I'm like, this guy's hilarious.
30 love service.
Oh, goodness.
I think I would occasionally yell the Giants win the pennant and run around the bases. The imaginary bases on the tennis court.
The Giants win the pennant. Tim, you never take anything seriously.
What? Huh?
Yeah, but that made high school PE so much more bearable. Freshman PE. Yeah, we weren't in sophomore PE together.
Nope. I don't even...
I think you didn't take it that year. I think you had to take it as an upperclassman. Yeah.
Ah, best story. Junior year PE. We had to line up on these numbers, and the coach would take roll call. Maybe I think we had to do jumping jacks and whatever bullshit shit you're supposed to do to be active. And this guy who was standing next to me. He looked kind of miserable, and I was like, "What's wrong?" And he handed me this piece of paper because he'd gotten his wisdom teeth out. And the piece of paper said, "Oh, I have my wisdom teeth out. I can't talk. Yada yada yada." All of a sudden, the coach goes, "Tim, what are you reading? A love note?" And I don't know why I said this. me and the coach didn't have this relationship that I should have said this. But I just looked, and he's like, "Tim, what are you reading? A love note?" I was like, "Yeah, it's from your mom." And I go back to read it, and the class is like, "Whoa!" And then, and the coach doesn't actually get mad. He actually kind of laughs. And then he goes, "I was going to say, what guy wrote it to you?" And I looked at him, and I said, "Like I said, your mom." And then I handed it back to the guy whose it was, and I said, "Should I just start running laps now?" But everybody was too busy laughing. I guess I don't know. I guess I won some sort of respect from him at that point. I don't know how. I couldn't have been the best athlete up until that point. It's not like he's like, well,
no,
he's got an attitude, but he really kicks that soccer ball straight into the out of bounds every single time.
You showed heart, kid. You showed a lot
I'm
of
open.
Heart.
Oh, Tim. The girls three fields over are not playing with us. How many times do we have to tell you that?
Yes, I just like to go kick my ball towards them and then talk to them while I bring it back slowly. Yeah, you're a pretty girl.
That was a bold move, Tim.
Yeah, I can't. And Matt, like, going back, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? That could have ended horribly. Why didn't Tim ever graduate? Well, one day in PE class, he thought he'd be a funny little guy.
One day in gym class, Tim got a bitty and... No, I can't get it.
Nope.
Fuck it.
Nope. You didn't have it.
I had the pacing for the one day in gym class. I was there for a shining moment.
Hey. Song parodies aren't for everyone.
No, I know.
Otherwise, Al wouldn't be that weird.
This is true. He'd be regular old Al. Working at the Chick-fil-A, writing songs about it, and no one cares.
Why would he be working at Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. It seems like the kind of guy that maybe be managing a Chick-fil-A.
No.
Or world-famous mathematician. Is that better?
I like that a lot better, actually.
Okay, there we go. So, Chick-fil-A or mathematician. You vote. Listeners. Fried Al yes or Fried Al no?
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Did we ask how hard this week was?
We asked.
Sort of.
We didn't really talk about it. I got an iPhone 6 to replace my 3-year-old iPhone 4S.
Ooh.
I'm sticking with the 4S. I'm going to ride this thing out.
All right. The 6 is so much faster. And, like I can switch from one app to the other, and it won't have to reload the other app completely. Like the other app will just be waiting for me. So, like, if I'm texting you guys, and one of you guys posts a link, and I click on it, and my browser opens, I don't have to wait for the messages to reload when I go back. Also, the screen is fucking huge. Like, it's definitely bigger, although weirdly lighter. Like, there are times where I'm just walking around like, oh, fuck, my phone's not in my pocket. No, it just weighs less than I'm used to.
You got the 6?
Yes, not the 6 Plus. Because I got some huge paws, but, like, even the 6 is like, okay, this is right about the edge of comfortable.
My friend got a 6 Plus, and that thing is fucking huge.
That's what she said. A biggity bop bop, a biggity boo. A biggity beep boop bee.
Yeah, a guy that I work with got a one of those Note, Samsung Galaxy Note things. And it's about the same physical size as the 6 Plus. And, like, he handed it to me. And I'm like, yeah, no, I cannot hold this thing in one hand and, like, touch parts of the screen to, you know, like, scroll or you know, change pages or whatever. And that, for reasons, is a key phone usage paradigm for me, being able to navigate with one hand.
Okay. How's the storage capacity on the 6?
We went ahead, the base model is still 16, which is fucking ridiculous at this point. So we went for the slightly more expensive ones with 64, because one step up now is not 32 anymore. So it's got a shitload of capacity compared to the one that I had.
Probably more than you need.
I don't know.
I got a kid.
And he takes pictures and videos of those kids.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I use my phone a little bit different. Like, especially with pictures, I do not leave them on there for, like, a long time. Like,
really? You don't, like, be like... Because you take a... I recently started to be trying to be more active on my Instagram account, and you have a lot of good taken pictures. Fuck.
Yeah, I noticed you followed me. I'm like, oh, look at Tim.
Words follow from Tim's mouth.
How do you say Noah takes pictures goodly?
Well, so I back them up to my computer and then just delete them from my phone.
That's what I mean, though. Like, when you're on your phone, you're out somewhere, like, hey, why don't I show you this picture? Hey, what do you think about that? Yeah, you get your panties moist? All right, take them down.
Oh, usually it's the ones, like, if I think they're worthy of seeing, I'll post them on Instagram. And if I think they're not really that exciting, I'll just delete them. I mean, because usually how often do people really want to see the pictures on your phone?
All the time.
Noah, as a father of a 6-year-old boy, I don't give a shit. You're going to look at my cute kid.
Oh, and also... As a father of a 3-year-old, that 3-year-old loves to fucking see those pictures all the time.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
It's amazing when he'll call back. He's like, can I see that picture of blah, blah, blah? I'm like, you were 1.5.
I mean, I keep some pictures on there, like a dildo and sock. That's never going away.
What, like, about my light beer in shoe? Did you keep, like, that one, Noah?
Like, human dump in hamper? Not going away.
Oh, these are the sights of the cities, folks. Actually, Beer and Shoe was in the suburbs, so there. Take that, Andy.
Thanks for clarifying, Andy.
Hang on. So how much storage did you say?
64 gig.
Gig, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how much storage mine has. I assume it's not that much.
You can find out if you go into the About screen in Help. I mean, Settings. Yes, Settings. Probably. No, it's the storage screen. Sorry.
Probably 32 gigabyte.
Airplane mode, notification. Where? General? Where is it?
Maybe it's in general?
Yeah, there it is. About. Look. 57 gigabyte.
Okay, so that means you got a 64, because 7 of that's for your OS.
POS.
Take that, Apple.
I just killed Steve Jobs again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Tim took out his pancreas and gave it super cancer. Put it back.
Too soon, guys.
I have a quick TanCast movie review.
Go for it.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix.
We went and saw Into the Woods yesterday.
How was it?
I saw it as well.
I did not see it at all. Here we go.
Seen, unseen. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of clever wordplay in the songs. It is not nearly as it's more adult and less kid friendly than they're making it seem in the commercials.
Yes,
because we took Drew, and about halfway through, I was like, he's getting some enjoyment out of this, but he's also definitely getting bored because like the clever wordplay stuff is sort of lost on him until he knows a lot of these words.
I saw the play when I was in college, and I would agree with that. So have you never seen the play before?
No, I'd never seen the play.
Okay. Noah?
I had never seen the play.
All right.
It felt a little too long.
Thank you.
A penis.
Feel like the longest ride?
Cliche.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
Recoculous.
There was also, like, there were some lines in there where I was like, oh, I'm glad Drew doesn't get subtext because I do believe the wolf is talking about having sex with Little Red Riding Hood, who's played by a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I heard a review, and they said, like, it seemed, like, very much more played up in the movie than it was in the play. Like, this whole kind of sexual innuendo.
Hmm.
Yeah, and, like, Jack coming back down from the beanstalk and talking about the giant lady, like, putting him to her breast and, like, him coming back, like, knowing things he didn't know before. I'm like, I think that's double entendre.
Double entendre.
Which is to say, I believe that's the move that Jack used.
So I would give it a solid, maybe C+. Like, there's some enjoyable parts. I didn't feel like I loved the songs.
I'm gonna give it a solid C+. Like, it didn't sound very solid once you said it.
Yeah, it got more liquidy.
Maybe a C.
Gaseous. Like.
Yeah, it felt a little too long. I mean, the concept is definitely interesting. But yeah, I didn't love the songs. Like, acting was fairly good.
Well, it's Meryl Streep.
Yeah. She did types on her.
I definitely enjoyed Chris Pine's character.
Chris Pine's character was hilarious. I was convinced Chris Pine was not singing until the song performed by credits went up at the end. And I was like, holy shit, Chris Pine sang! Like, no, that had to be someone else.
I mean, it did sound pretty good.
Yeah, very Broadway. Meryl Streep's got some serious pipes on her, too.
Well, yeah, didn't you see Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
I saw a few moments of Mamma Mia, then Pierce Brosnan started warbling something, and I was like, I'm out.
I don't need to ruin my memories of James Bond this way.
Or ABBA. And realize I'm saying ruin ABBA. Two words never before spoken in the history of man.
Warbling? I like that word.
I like some ABBA. I like Dancing Queen. I like Take a Chance on Me. Oh, I was like, I knew I streamed something. I have a streaming pile of stream. This fucking shit and boodly boo.
Okay, well, fucking shit and boodly boo.
Well, I was
going
to wait till you were done. I just happened to stumble upon it now while I was, yes!
I liked Into the Woods more than Noah. I'd give it a solid B. Maybe even a B+.
Again, it gets much less solid once you actually fucking say the shit. A B, maybe a B+. I'm solid.
I said my waffling with such conviction, Tim. I was hoping to mask it with that.
Oh, well, you did it. No.
Hooray for me.
No, I didn't watch that. What? Sorry, I'm looking through my Netflix to see what I watched, and it says I watched something called Safe Haven. No, I did not.
Maybe you looked it up, because that's the one with the Colby Smulders. Where she's the ghost.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. I can't spoil that movie.
Wasn't there just like a history? Like, here's all the things you watched.
Yeah, viewing history. Go to your account and search for viewing.
What do you search?
Like just in your browser. Like, open up my account in Netflix.
Oh, I see. Your account.
Yeah.
Viewing activity. Here we go. Stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream. Stream, 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 stream. What have I seen? All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Okay.
Ah, phone. Yep.
All right, so for my steaming pile of streaming, I finished Marvel's Avengers Assemble on Netflix. Well, the first season. I assume they're into season at least two by now. It's an animated cartoon that I think is on Disney XD. No, the one Noah didn't like because Hulk collected a Faberge... Not Faberge.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
The glass figurines. I found it enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. It just, you know, I wanted to be a little bit more adult.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It's a cartoon on a Disney Channel, Noah. Even though XD is, I guess, like, aimed at preteens.
Well, no, well, but, like, the Tron movie, or Tron TV show, was definitely more adult.
And the previous Avengers cartoon was more adult. The Marvel's Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Maybe.
And it had Black Panther in it. I don't know why they wrote out Black Panther for this particular series. But they did.
Yeah, because he's coming back.
Black.
Damn it. Fuck you, Disney, and your black hate. I mentioned It's Such a Beautiful Day last time, but I did not mention that I saw Anchorman 2 finally.
And? Oh.
And what do you think of it?
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah?
Nope?
Nope.
What do you think about the dinner scene? Where he's having dinner with the girl's family?
It's just too much.
Yeah.
There's no consequences for that scene ever again in the movie. That's, I think, what... Like, the character is just unbridledly stupid, and there's no consequences for it.
Yep.
It's like, in the... Like, at least give me something.
It was like the writers were sitting around, like, you know what would be funny for a moment? Like, 5 moments. Like, too many moments. What would be funny? Just some racism.
Yeah, and I get that. Like, I get that they were like, oh, look, let's see, show how this racially insensitive guy was. You know, let's show a guy being racially insensitive and watch how people react to it. And then, but then, like, that doesn't carry over to the rest of the movie.
Yeah. They just crammed it all into one scene.
And, like, and he interacts with that the gal many more times and it never comes up again.
Yep.
And, like, she doesn't break up with him right there.
No.
She doesn't fire him right there.
At no point does she just go, you're... too racist.
Yeah, it's just too... I mean, I don't remember the first one that well, but it was just too ridiculous. It was just like a zany other... Like, another world where rules don't apply type thing. And I'm like, I just can't deal with this anymore.
You know what it was? It was... So Anchorman 2 to Anchorman 1 was Ace Ventura 2 to Ace Ventura 1.
That's a good comparison.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. We are friends again.
Great!
I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Have you never seen Anchorman 2?
No. Oh. It was on my list of things to see, but maybe not anymore.
Well, don't worry about it.
If you got streaming, just put it on the background while, you know, doing something else. You know, tax season is coming up. That'll make your taxes seem slightly less bad.
Punch myself in the balls.
That's what I said, taxes. and then I also rewatched Batman Returns, which, and I also rewatched The Dark Knight Rises, but that wasn't streaming. We own it. But it was on TV, and like, it went to commercial, and Danielle's like, I never do this, but can we just put it in? And I was like, yeah. She's like, no, the movie!
Oh.
And so Batman Returns and The Dark Knight Rises are now competing to see which Batman movie has the least amount of Batman in it. Because I was live-tweeting it. I want to say it's like 15 minutes before Batman shows up in Batman Returns, and then he's off after 2 minutes. And then not even Bruce Wayne shows up again for another 30 minutes. I was like, is Keaton in this movie? Was he aware? did they just not show up for filming? What happened? And then I also watched Batman Forever, and I watched it with the Kevin Smith commentary, which made it more enjoyable.
Oh, good.
And then I watched Batman and Robin, which sadly there is no Kevin Smith commentary available. And sadly, I chose to do that because that movie is awful. It is fucking awful. Oh, which reminds me, we need to do our worst movie ever at some point. I need to start pairing them up against each other so we whittle it down. But
yeah.
God damn, I hope that won that week because I know we used it. I hope it won because that is a contender right there. That thing is objectively awful. What makes it worse is there's like 6 good movies in there that don't happen because they just sidetracked into awfulness.
Yeah, oh. There were options for it to be good. It's like you could have turned left or you could have gone right, and instead you took a shit and smeared it on yourself.
an Alicia Silverstone Batgirl movie could have been interesting. Mr. Freeze is a villain, who's a reluctant villain just trying to save his wife, is a good movie. That Batman and Robin almost parting ways because Robin wants to be his own man, separate from the shadow of the Batman, is an interesting movie. Uma Thurman not doing anything is a great movie. Just put her away and don't let her come back. Although I think I've seen her in other stuff, and I think it was just Schumacher. Like I'm sure she was like, isn't this a little too over the top? No, do it more. Where are the nipples? That's exactly how Schumacher talks. It's like he joined us on this podcast.
Yeah. A spot-on impression.
Here comes something. Oh, they shit on it. Way to go. They're shitting all over this movie. There's so much shit on this movie. I you can plant this movie in your yard and it'll fertilize it for years. So basically, Batman and Robin, not recommend.
Not even a little bit.
No. Not even to watch it ironically.
Not even the tip.
Not even the tip.
Batman Forever. That was the one with Two-Face and the Riddler, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one would have been so much better if someone had just told Tommy Lee Jones, look, man, Jim Carrey's going to go ahead and do Jim Carrey. You don't need to match his energy.
Seriously. He's like, well, Jack Nicholson was kind of chewing the scenery in the first one, and then Jim Carrey is chewing, digesting, and chewing again the scenery in this one. Yeah. I got to take my shit up a notch.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's finding all of the corn that the scenery previously ate.
I mean, Batman and Robin is an excellent Jim Carrey movie.
It is. It is not a great Batman movie, but it is a good Jim Carrey movie.
That's all for me.
I have not seen that movie in so long.
You haven't seen that movie? It's streaming. You can see it right now.
I may pass.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. I saw Into the Woods.
Although it does manage to justify, holy rusted metal, Batman! And that still makes me giggle.
Yeah, it did make me laugh.
I think Into the Woods was the only thing I saw.
All right.
But now I'm going to see Taken 2 in whatever that other movie was that I just said.
Wait, can't remember. You're going to see Taken 2? Is it streaming?
Taken 3.
Oh.
Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I'm just going to see Taken 3. Not streaming.
You going to skip over Taken 2?
I've seen Taken 2.
And?
It was not as good as Taken 1.
Well, it's almost a given.
I mean,
given Taken.
Don't be ridiculous.
I gotta be. Really.
No.
I gotta be.
Chick's got Taken.
I gotta be me. Anyway, so you're going to see Taken 3 and what now?
And Predeception, is that what I said it was? The Ethan Hawke movie?
Oh, The Longest Ride?
No. No.
Predestination.
Yeah, Predestination. That's what I want to see.
Preconception.
Maybe I'll see it today. Who knows? I'm crazy. Right now, though, I'm about to go have brunch with strangers, so I need to go.
How awesome would it be to have a time travel sex tape?
And of course, Andy's going to start like a whole new thread.
As Preconception. He says, I've got to go. Hey, I have some thoughts.
It was a one fucking liner that you guys stepped on, so eat my ass.
We can't trust you, Andy. We can't trust you. You have beaten us so many times with your words that we just cringe every time you just start talking. It's like, no, please, no.
I just wanted to get around to time travel sex tape Preconception. That was it. That was the setup. That was the punchline.
All right,
we got to lengthen this by mocking him.
Rewind. Go ahead and start again.
No, it's done. It's over. The moment has passed. There is no time travel.
Okay, good.
Preconception.
I hope your brunch sucks. I hope your mimosa has like super sour orange juice that just ruins the sparkling champagne. I hope your champagne has no bubbles.
I hope you have.
Remember, never trust Andy. Stop talking at the end of the episode.
I hope your potatoes are overcooked.
You're doing it like someone about to have some eggs Benedict at brunch, I bet. Mmm, delicious.
It's actually a Malaysian brunch, so I don't think there'll be eggs Benedict.
Oh, then fuck your brunch and fuck your face.
Oh, balut Benedict. That's where you take the duck fetus and boil it.
You're doing it like a cowboy who falls in love with a city girl.
I'm going to take things down right now. This week, I hate that that satire is now apparently a dangerous profession.
Tancast.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, at Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@Tancast.com or yourmom@Tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, kneel before Zod!
Tancast.
All right, well, that happened.